Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Genug vom täglichen Grind? Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's Blast from the Past, it's Ms. Pat's TV show, White Babies and Licking Tom's Head. You'll hear that coming up next.
Last call, announced the barkeep, and then their eyes did meet. Betty the Bearded Lady and Tom the 4-inch Freak. No relation to you, Tom. Tom lowered his voice and made a pass. What are you doing later? Betty thought as she stroked her beard. Nothing, sweet potato. People pointed, jokes were made, but it fell on four deaf ears. Tom thrust his tiny shoulders back and ignored the painful jeers. Betty, he said, the world can be such a cruel, unfeeling place. She said, I know, my little pumpkin, and kissed his tiny face. She carried him through the parking lot to the woods that lay beyond. Never before had either felt such an instant common bond. Betty, he said, gazing down at his tiny platform shoe. Tonight I would like nothing more than to make sweet love to you. She said, I'm a virgin. He said, so am I. She said, don't you think that's weird? He said, not really. I'm 4 inches tall and, you know, you got the beard. She pressed him tight against her bosom. He inhaled her perfumed air. He covered her neck with tiny hickeys and stroked her facial hair. The moonlight danced off his cowboy hat. She giggled and she swayed. She undid his tiny rhinestone belt. A cricket looked away. She set him down, unzipped her dress, still tipsy from the booze. She tripped, pulling off her panties, and crushed him with her shoes. Bearded Betty never married. Her mistake sure took its toll. She still owns that pair of shoes, and Tom's still in her soul.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
All right. Miss Pat's filming her TV show coming up in October. The show is yet unnamed. I would assume that, don't the scripts say something? They have to have something on them. Is it Ms. Pat Project?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You going to come watch it being taped live? You should come out.
I might probably be busy, but...
I've been coming here 10 years dealing with you. You can come watch your
Has it been 10 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Go on. Go, Tom. Squeeze it in. Go out, watch the show, have dinner with Miss Pat.
I have to give you credit. You helped my career a lot. Now, come on, let me help you.
One thing leads to another.
Maybe I can squeeze it in. Now,
I should do an episode where I lap dance for a white man, and it's you.
Yes. Yes, you should.
Forbidden sex.
With cocoa butter on it.
All of this is good.
I'll be the DJ at the...
The strip club?
Give it up for Destiny.
Am I required to do anything in particular?
Yeah,
other
touch.
Than look shocked.
You gotta, yes, she said you have to touch her.
You have to stick your feet.
There'll be no sticking up.
No, I can assure you. I'm talking about, I got cellulite. You're going to just stick your feet.
Light or cellulite?
Cellulite.
Oh, leak.
Well, there's nothing light about it.
I can't take it.
I want to, did I mention the Jess Hookers? I want to run a couple stories that Jess might have missed. I want your thoughts on this. First of all, I was just looking over this one where this poor guy is throwing feces at the judge.
This poor guy?
What?
But he's found innocent. I mean, can you imagine if you're the judge and a guy's heaving his turds at you and you find him innocent? This judge must be a great judge.
Unfazed, yeah.
Yes. To
was
be.
It in well, the courtroom? Were they in the courtroom?
In the courtroom. Yeah.
So he smuggled turds into the courtroom?
No, he's sitting in a wheelchair.
They were hot on press.
I think they made his own.
I think they were.
I guess technically he smuggled them in.
Smuggled them in his ass, yeah.
Right out of
them.
Am I right?
I hope to God they were homemade. It would be even worse if they were somebody else.
Is that a shoebox?
Yeah. I'd like to say these are from
Your
my
Honor,
attorney.
I'd like to add one last thing.
I didn't know if they were beforehand because when you go into the courtroom, they pat you down really well. And they
not
have to,
for terrorists, Jess. Jesus Christ. I'm loaded right now.
So technically, he was a turd burglar. I mean, unfortunate term. No, but I mean, listen, seriously, the judge had to be dispassionate to.
Yeah, well, I think she.
Because, I mean, if I'd been the judge, it would have been death penalty right then.
Unless the judge was into it.
No, I don't think so. And I think he's going to be charged with that, but he was acquitted on the charges that were brought to the court.
God, don't you wish? Do I have a gavel? Give me a. I need to make.
Why don't you have a gavel? Over
yeah,
there.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't. Yeah, yes. Yeah, good point, Jess.
Because this, I could make that. Just thought of this.
How about, case dismissed. Wham.
Does this sound like a gavel?
Not at all.
Sounds like
we used to have a giant one in the corner.
Where did that one go?
What's your verdict?
Okay. Does this sound like? Odor in the court.
All that for odor in the court.
Totally worth it.
I'm assuming there'd be a...
Here comes the judge.
Oh, wait a minute. It wouldn't be Judge Judy. Of course it would be Judge Duty.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Now enter in the courtroom.
How do we go for 5 minutes without thinking of that one?
Tom, it would be no odor if it was a day old.
Really?
I beg to differ.
Have you ever owned a puppy dog and been gone for an extended period?
You ever gone before a shower and you're like, I'll flush when I get out of the shower? And then,
change topics.
And you wonder why you're single.
No, I have no wonders about it.
I'm real clear.
About to get you a black woman. I'm about to change my mind now, Josh.
Now, let's see. We had interesting news from the KFC people. Always having fun out there. This is official, apparently. The KFC Cheetos Chicken Sandwich.
Yes.
Will be arriving soon.
Sounds delightful.
Why don't you just dump Cheetos on that chicken bowl they sell?
That would be good, too. Maybe they'll do that.
This way you don't have to bring your own Cheetos to the party. I mean, they're doing it all for
you. We have a wind bag. Not so much a wind, but our friend, Gary.
Trying to help?
Yes, because, Chick, you said you like to put Cheetos on different things.
Right. That's right.
You mentioned mashed potatoes and a few. Well, this seems so simple. How did we not come up with this?
I don't know.
Gary says he's been putting Cheetos in chili instead of crackers for years.
Or Fritos.
Well, now this kind of brings us back to the walking taco idea that Tom had never heard of.
Walking taco? They got a taco that walk?
Well, you can walk and eat it.
Yeah, get a bag of Cheetos or corn chips.
I don't like
dump chili in the bag and off you go.
I won't even drink coffee.
It's a ballpark thing.
Wait, time out.
Afraid of spills?
You won't walk and eat at the same time?
No.
Why?
And you won't drink coffee and walk at the same time?
Tom, is it because you can't walk and eat at the same time?
Probably. I like to enjoy a cup of coffee by sitting.
You're one of those guys at the state fair. You get all your snacks. You go, all right, now I've got to find a table.
Yes, exactly.
You don't walk around with a turkey leg or a pork chop At the fair?
No, I'm not a heathen.
You don't have to be a heathen to eat a turkey leg.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Although I will say this, whenever I have had a turkey leg, I have to hold it up in the air and then wench more grog.
Of course.
You're Henry VIII.
Yes.
Thing.
That's right.
No,
you don't walk around Disney World carrying food at all?
A Mickey
ever?
Mouse
you sit down like
bar.
A human being.
I'm going to put you in a trunk.
Here we go. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Let's hear her out.
And then what?
Put some adventure in it to excite him. Put him in the trunk, kidnap him, beat on the trunk, open the trunk and beat him.
That's
and
right.
Take him some more.
Adjust him. Give him an adjustment.
Open the trunk, beat him.
Close the trunk back. I'm going to kidnap him, Tom.
What the hell is that?
I'm going to take you to my cousin's house. You ain't going to understand what they're saying. It's English, but it's a different type of English.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And now my favorite scene in Goodfellas. No.
Don't you like to sit and enjoy a taco?
Yes.
Well, ideally, yes. No. But if you're out and about and you're at a fair, it's fair time.
That's why they invented the walking taco.
Right. That's the point of that. You can't have a real taco.
They have picnic tables at the fair. I go there every year and I sit down and I have a...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, sorry.
Whatever.
So do you have is it candle lit?
No.
Linen napkins?
I like to sit. Got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Well, they're not going to sit.
They can't walk and eat at the same time.
Yes, they
can. They're in strollers, and the 6-year-old could.
My 6-year-old know how to walk and eat. Yeah. I'm like, you better keep up or throw it away.
She's tough, but she's fair.
You don't talk to your babies like that, Tom. Do you need a black nanny in their life?
Maybe you need to start talking to your babies like that.
Oh, you do need a black nanny in your life.
Let Miss Pat nanny your girls for a day.
Yeah, let me keep them babies.
That's a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's called Let Me Keep Them Babies.
Randy Newman do the theme. Oh, let me keep them babies.
Let me keep them white babies.
That's a hint.
Watching 4 episodes just based on the title.
No, Pat, that should be one episode of your show.
No, because I'm, a white baby. I used to tell a bit about that. I go to the store and white babies be staring at me. Because I be in Walmart stealing right there at the counter. You know, you eat your candy bar and put your paper down.
What? Slow down. I lost you there. You buy your what candy bar?
Okay, so I'm at Walmart one day. And I'm eating the candy at the counter. Because everybody eat that candy right there at the counter, and they don't never pay for it.
What?
Really?
Yeah,
no.
That's shoplifting. But
no, it's not. Because you put the paper back. And the barcode is on the paper.
Right. That you scan the wrapper. You've seen this. Somebody buys a drink at a grocery store. They drink it while they're shopping. And then
all right.
I was standing in line, and this little baby was staring at me, a white baby. I'm like, what you looking at me for, white baby? You going to tell on me? You can have one, too.
Pat, you have to put this in your show.
I already wrote a bit about that, but I was like, what you looking at me for, white baby?
That should be the opening scene of the opening episode of your show. What you looking at me for, white baby?
That's a good show, too. It's just Miss Pat and a white baby. And the baby's like, what you looking at? And then we just hear the kids answer.
That's right.
She didn't answer. I was like, you could get you a candy bar, too. This Walmart. Everybody eat this right here at the camera.
Did you give her the candy bar?
Oh, did I give her one? Yeah. No, her mama wouldn't let her take it.
Oh.
Sure.
It was chocolate.
Oh, that sounds like a...
Dumb baby.
That sounds like a great episode. Miss Pat, by the way, once again, if you're just joining us, is going to be filming her show starting in October. It's slated for the Hulu Network.
Hulu Network.
Wow, and you don't have a title for it. It's not going to be the Miss Pat Show.
It's probably going to be the Miss Pat Show.
Miss Pat Show.
We went through 3 writers, and now I fly out after 4th of July, and we're starting to pick the directors.
Okay.
So it's got
you got to name it at some point.
We're going to name it. Well, that's the least of concern. Hey, it took 3 years to write it, Tom. You know how long I've been waiting?
Yeah, I know, but I think titles are really important. I think there are certain TV shows that weren't successes because of the title.
Really? Like, do you know off the top of your head?
AP Bio. I had no idea what that was about.
Man, that's a great show.
I know.
AP Bio. I would have
skipped over the title. As soon as I saw the title, I don't know what this means. Next.
AP Bio sounds like Associated Press Biology.
I don't know what it is. I just.
That sounds like the Bible.
AP is a class in high school. Biology.
I know, but with no place. I understand once it was explained to me, but contextually, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
If you call the show What You Looking At, White Baby, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
That does map out something.
You know? It does.
Tells you a little something about it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But it has a theme. The lyrics of the theme will explain what the show is. Ms. Pat, here she is, talking to a white baby.
Oh, so you're going to have like a Gilligan's Island type theme song.
Yeah. Now, listen to the song about Ms. Pat and a white baby.
Here's a story about a lady named Pat who was yelling at little baby white girls.
White baby girls.
So you won't let me keep your babies, Tom?
A blatant ripoff.
Oh, I think we'll have to have a little conference about that before I say absolutely, emphatically, absolutely no.
Yeah, you might want to bring somebody else into the conversation.
I really don't have to.
You just used 8 words I've never heard of. Are you trying to tell me
no? I inadvertently used absolutely
really
twice. We're talking about your TV show you start filming in October. I think I've got an idea for the very beginning of the show.
What's that?
Referencing one of the most famous show beginnings in sitcom history. Remember where Mary Tyler Moore is in Minneapolis and she does the spin and heaves the hat?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Same thing with Ms. Pat.
Make it after all.
Except when you take off your hat, your wig comes off. And you hold it up in your bald head.
That's pretty funny. Funny.
My bald head, I got a lot of hair.
You do?
My hair about this long. But
I've never seen it.
You won't, unless you come to the house.
Don't believe you.
What color
you
is your hair?
You get to see my hair when I don't have on a bra.
It's platinum blonde.
It's platinum blonde.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
That'd be a shocker. Brown. No, it's just natural.
Is it your hair, though, really?
I have really long hair, Tom.
I had no idea. Because you're always wearing
And you would never see it.
You're always wearing your wig hat, as I like to say.
Exactly.
Why don't you let your hair just go natural?
Because natural black hair takes a lot of work, Chris. Yeah. Huh. You got to oil it. You got to comb it. I'm very tender-headed, too.
Gotcha.
You remember that scene on The Color Purple when she was combing that black girl?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm like when you comb my hair. Yeah.
Huh.
So this ain't what you want.
So you keep it braided?
I know what that's like. It's relatable.
Yeah. Tom, I got to tell you something.
You see, Pat, I don't have any hair.
Through your skull. Yeah.
My 6-year-old, that's her new big gag. Yeah. My dad has no hair.
What's so funny about that?
Aww.
Bless your heart. You want me to lick your head?
She thinks it's hilarious.
Yes, yes, we all do. Yep. We want you to lick his head. Let's go viral.
Tom's face when that tongue hits his skull. Yep, Tom. Oh, man.
Just all the way around that dome. Oh, we have
lick it all over. Come on.
Let's do it!
Pat,
never lick white head, but I will lick your head.
Pat, this could be the theme song to your show. Ready? Here we go.
Wig hat.
Here's the song.
Put on your high
heels. We're not letting Tom change the subject.
Wig hat on your head.
Do you need him to put something on his head for you to lick off?
No.
How about some cheese whiz?
So you're gonna be
the best part.
This is a great song.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna knock him down.
Okay, that's a song.
Who is that?
Put on your head, Rez, baby. Oh, wait a minute. Do you know who this is? Hang on 1 second.
Don't change the topic. Who's that other guy?
Oh, sure. Jesus Jones.
Right here, right
Remember
now.
Remember we mentioned Jesus Jones? Tommy Tucker.
I defy
Tucker.
You not to move to this song. It's great.
This is Jesus Jones, Pat.
No.
You don't like this?
Nah. Not at all.
Sounds like Randy Newman to her.
A little too alt-rock. Great vocal.
That great vocal?
You don't like that vocal? Well, it's no
Bob Dylan.
It's no Tommy Tucker.
It's no.
Oh, I mean, this is great.
Tom,
when I was a little kid, I heard
gotta
that
get
song,
you some
and I walked around singing it. That's fairly diverse
that
for me.
That ain't diverse. Ain't nobody black never heard that but him, because he don't count.
What do you mean he don't count?
Ace doesn't count.
He's a different type of black. Look,
there it is.
No, he's a great blues artist. That's the most soulful. Never mind.
I want to tell you something. I was in California this week.
Uh-huh.
So I made top 10 variety comedy. So I'm going to watch next year. So my lawyer sent me a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Very nice.
Yeah, but when I Googled it, it was $800.
What?
Yeah, it was. He sent me. I don't even drink. So anybody out there want to buy a bottle of Dom Perignon?
Is it?
No, $800? I don't think it's $800.
My daughter said it was
$800. Oh, that's what your lawyer is. That's what your lawyer is charging you for.
Yeah.
I was going to say. How much is it?
$112.
Like $200.
No, mine is premium, and it say 2006.
Oh, well,
so
that's different.
Watch out. It is, because we Googled it. You know, black people Google everything to make sure it's real.
Like,
yeah, we Googled it. Premium. It say premium.
Yeah, maybe it's a special edition or something.
Maybe it's a special edition.
Oh, it says premium. Premium. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it might be
so we can pop it when I lick your head.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, we can't wait that long. You need to do that today.
But
can I come lick your head, Tom?
God, please.
The views. Think of the views.
We could do this. We could change the lyrics to this song.
Look at that.
Why you keep changing the song?
Because you could something, 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 and you could lick your head.
Well, Godwin's here. Why don't you whip up a theme for Miss Pat?
Randy Newman singing it?
Oh, I realized.
Now, once again,
you're amazing,
we
Pat.
Had an argument this morning. I love Randy Newman. Always
I realized
have.
I went to see Toy Story 4, and I was immediately in a bad mood, and it was Randy Newman singing.
It was his fault.
You
huh?
got a friend.
That's exactly the wrong response.
Yeah. It is the wrong response.
Here's an old saying. I'm going to sing a stitch in time.
What's the matter? Too much love?
Randy Newman has already done a jingle for Monk.
Tuba.
It's a jungle out there.
See, it's a jungle. He takes whatever.
No, he's great.
And he makes him do a great song.
Yeah. Let's have a Miss Pat.
Tuba. Tuba heavy.
So, okay. So
Miss Pat theme song.
Yeah.
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman song.
Let me have those babies. Let me sit those girls. Let me babysit your white babies. Show them another world. Well, this is this and that is that. Babysit with Miss Pat. Let me have all your white babies now.
Oh, man.
Yes. It's
like Randy was here.
And don't forget, I take them on a drive-by.
Oh, jeez.
Tom.
Take them babies on a drive-by.
Take them babies on a drive-by.
White babies.
You want to feel something make you cry?
Don't cry, white baby.
You're on MLK Boulevard.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.